You know that feeling when a headline sounds big,
but nobody explains what it actually means for your day?
That's where Andrew McKay comes in.
News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News.
Pensacola Morning News helps you understand what happened overnight, what's happening here at home, and why it matters before the rest of the day even gets started.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:10 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News, and we like to talk to her every Thursday, get a little taste of what's going to be in the paper later this morning. Lisa, welcome back.
A little soupçon of what's going to be in the paper.
There you go.
I just recently started using that word.
I like it. And by the way, you had mentioned this previously, but it's still scary. So August is Saturday.
I know. Trust me. I cannot believe school is starting on August the 10th. We are just in the final days, and it is like an anthill got kicked. But you look at the schools and what's going on. They are trying to get everything ready. We have New Soundside High School opening. Freshman orientation. They're going to have a walkthrough on August 6th for all the new students. Of course, we've got a new canine going to be at Gulf Breeze High School. And this dog is assigned to Philip Gander, Officer Gander. And this dog is the only firearm detecting canine in the county. And he's going to be at all the major sporting events. So leave your firearms at home if you're planning to go to a Gulf Breeze sporting event.
Also prohibited under the law already. But yeah, I mean, this is a really cool dog. And they just finally got him on station. So yeah, it's a very cool story. And he's very friendly with the kids, is what I hear. So.
That's right. He's really cute. R-O-U-X. That's right. So that's going to be really fun. So, yeah, the school board also is trying to get everything together because we have had some reports that the schools have some major problems. The air conditioner is not working. We've got, some mold remediation needs to be done. And so school board member Elizabeth Healy is really pushing to get that taken care of. Everybody is really trying to get ready for start date of August the 10th. And so that's going to be, of course, taking up all of the air in the room for the next couple of weeks. Yeah.
You guys also have a story about the multi-use path extension.
Yeah. So the multi-use path, we've had this multi-use path in Gulf Breeze, but now they are going to extend it. When the governor canceled his plans to have an overpass redone from Gulf Breeze to the beach or from the beach to Gulf Breeze, the city began looking at extending this path and connecting it to the Florida Sun Trail. It's, I don't know why, but it's S-U-M, capital S, capital U, capital N, Trail Network. They did award the bid to Eco Gardens Landscaping. It's going to be almost $1 million. And that is going to extend it from Tall Pine Drive to McAdie Court, which is right there in front of the Chip Gym in that area. And then it's going to extend it with a pedestrian sidewalk and a pedestrian bridge and a trail. That's going to replace this dirt trail that people use to kind of cut off the area behind that little retention pond.
Right.
It's going to be a nice event, a nice addition, and help people get closer to the beach. So that's exciting. And then, of course, when they connect it to the FDOT is also planning to come in with another, but they're doing a PD&E study right now about ways to get to the beach. So that could be even further enhanced. So, but the city's always really great about using grants. But this is coming from the majority of it's coming from the community redevelopment area proceeds.
Very good. You also have PSC's got some production coming up?
They do. It's the second weekend of this summer production that they do, which is so cool because anyone with any experience can just show up and they're in a play. And they've done this for many, many years. And so this year they're doing Bye Bye Birdie. And the second weekend of it, which will be the final weekend, is going to go this weekend through Sunday. And so if you want to get tickets to it, the lead of it is Caroline Cortman of Gulfbreeze. She recently moved here, and she's got a lifetime of acting experience.
Oh, nice.
She's the lead. But anyone from any of the area schools or not schools, homeschool, anyone, can show up at this at PSC during the summer and say, hey, I want a part. They might be an extra. They might be doing set design. They might
be finally reprise my role as extra in Arsenic and Old Lace. I've been waiting 40 years for this. It's going to be outstanding.
Well, I think you're a little old for that. But
dang it. You got splashes inside, and also you have a candidate forum. You were at the one that I was hosting on Monday, and you guys are going to be hosting one on the 11th. Is that right?
Yes, we're going to have one in Gulfbreeze. Very important to have one in Gulfbreeze as well. I loved yours. It was so informative.
Oh, thank you.
Great questions. You did a great job. So we're going to have one as well to introduce people to the candidates. There are so many candidates, and a lot of them, you just don't know until you get to see them. It's an opportunity to see them in person,
for sure.
Ask questions, visit their websites, and talk to them about themselves. So that's going to be on Tuesday, August the 11th at Gulfbreeze Middle School cafeteria, starting at 6 p.m. And then we're hoping to end by 8. But, you went to 8:30, which I was like,
It was long. I think we had 16 candidates all together is what I added up in my head. It was crazy. That was a lot.
It's a lot.
In fact, it might have been 18 now that I think, now that I do the count. But, yeah, it was a lot.
And if anyone has any questions they're dying for me to ask, please email me at lisa@gulfbreezenews.com. I'm going to try to, ask as many questions as we can that are pertinent. Because there's our county is facing a lot of decisions. Our school board is facing a lot of decisions. Our region, so we're going to have state reps. Hopefully we will have congressional candidates if we can entice them to come. There's a lot going on, so we sure want to hear from these people who want our vote.
Absolutely. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulfbreeze newspaper. Comes out every Thursday. As always, Lisa, thanks for keeping us informed, keeping the paper going, and we'll see you next week. Talk to you next week.
Thank you. And I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. PJ has traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 both continue to look good. Still just one vehicle crash on the board. That is Pensacola Boulevard at West Hanna Street. Roadblock associated with that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Oh, and by the way, there is a candidate forum for mayors coming up as well that I'm going to be hosting. And that is, it's next Tuesday, but I have two different times down, and I'm trying to pull it up real quick and make sure I give you the right time. It's going to be 1:30 to 3 at the downtown library on Spring Street. So I'll be hosting that. That's going to be all your mayoral candidates for Pensacola. Again, that's 1:30 next Tuesday. 8:16 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Frontier Motors has got your good quality used car waiting for you right now. They've got 300 on the lot. They sell 150 every month. That means there's about half turnover, right, every month. So many new cars coming in all the time. But it's a great place to go and start your process because, number one, they understand why you don't like going to shop for a car, and they try to not be all those things. Whatever you think about buying a used car or a new car, a lot of times, they try to just not be that. Easy to work with, not overbearing, not got to meet 14 different people and tell them your life story and all that kind of stuff. Unless you want to. I mean, if you want to, that's fine. But if you're like me and you just like, leave me alone, they'll leave you alone. And then you can drive a bunch of cars. You can compare cars side by side. If they have what you want, it'll be a good price. They'll warranty it to 100,000 miles or 10 years, whichever comes first. No extra charge. That's baked in. That's because they only sell good quality cars. If they don't have exactly what you want, they'll go looking for you. They've got it in red, you want it in blue, they'll go looking for you. You want an, they've got an EX and you just want an LX, they'll go looking for you, okay, whatever the case may be. So talk to them and think of them as your personal car buyers, because they can be. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
It's hurricane season.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
Time to make sure your Cummins or Generac generator is in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today for a generator maintenance visit. With 5 certified technicians on staff, they make sure your generator is ready when needed. And if you need a new unit or replacement, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you don't spend a dime until your generator is on your property. White Sands Electric is a full-service electrical contractor. 850-433-6080. White Sands Electric.
I move mountains for a living. Literally. That means I don't carry hand lotion, and when it comes to serious heartburn, I don't mess around with anything but Rolaids Max Strength. Its dual active formula has 1,500 milligrams of calcium carbonate and magnesium hydroxide that relieves heartburn fast. And the best part? The roll fits right here in my pocket so I can get back to moving mountains.
Roll 8 spells powerful relief. 1,500 milligrams is our highest amount of antacid per tablet. Read each label. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Keeping you connected to Pensacola
and the world.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You gotta stop crying. She hasn't cried this much since the day we got married, honestly.
Well, that means you've had a successful marriage, right? If she hasn't cried since then. 820 on News Radio 92.3. Waiting for Guffman is such a good film. So entertaining. All right, David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Good morning. The Prime Minister of Poland says a Russian missile appears to have landed in his country. Prime Minister Donald Tusk says authorities found a 30-foot crater and scattered debris in a field in eastern Poland after reports of an overnight explosion. He said all indications are it was a Russian ballistic missile. Todd Blanche's nomination for U.S. Attorney General is up in the air as Republican Senator John Cornyn is withholding support over a disputed Justice Department fund. Blanche's nomination won't be moving forward today. And apparently Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is now hosting a cooking show that's aimed at teaching Americans how to cook according to his agency's new dietary guidelines. He says it's about showing people they can make affordable meals at home for less than the cost of fast food.
All right. No, yeah, I mean, I'll take it. I think you can make affordable meals at home for less than cost of fast food if you know what you're doing. David, thanks so much for the update. 821, News Radio 92.3. David Stafford, pinch hitting for the mayor yesterday in the press conference, talked about the coming of the tall ship Alyssa. Remember, this was scheduled to come at the same time as the United States Coast Guard Bark Eagle came, but they had repairs and problems, and so they couldn't come. This is the one based in Galveston.
And the last thing I have is the tall ship Alyssa will be visiting Pensacola on August 6th through the 10th. And this is the first stop on her Sail 250 voyage, marking a meaningful return to the port. You may have known that she has visited here before, once in 1886, and again in 2018.
1886. Were you here for the 1886 visit, PJ?
I don't think so.
No, I think I was also not here for that one, but it's good to know it's the third trip.
The historic arrival offers a rare opportunity to experience a living piece of maritime history up close with deck tours, inviting visitors on board to explore the craftsmanship, stories, and her enduring legacy. We'll be open for free tours on Friday, August the 7th from 9 a.m. until noon. Saturday and Sunday hours are 11 to 5.
And then there's some pay stuff as well, but the free stuff is the stuff that I think is the most interesting. So that's coming next weekend, right? I think next week. Yeah, next weekend. That's right, August 6th. We got an interesting note. I don't have a big story to build around this, but just so you kind of know what's going on in the budget hearing and the Escambia County Commission meeting last week, Enrique Diaz, who is the kind of the CFO for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, and talking to Ashley Hoffberger about their plan for officer hires. Remember, they're in the middle. They're coming up into the second year of a three-year deal. Remember, they had an original three-year deal, and then they kind of created a new three-year deal. There's still some uncertainty about how much that deal will all hold up pending the outcome of the referendum in the fall. I would not think it would change too much, because what politician is going to be the one to come forward and be like, we want to cut the sheriff's funding? You know, like, probably not. But Enrique Diaz was talking about the hiring plan.
Okay. And then you've added some additional new officers too, correct?
Correct. 8 additional officers.
Wonderful. Thank you.
We did 8 last year, 8 this year, and the plan is 8 at year 3.
Yeah, so 8 a year adding officers. And again, on memory, 450-ish officers. deployed in the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, I believe is correct. So, you know, adding 24 over the course of 3 years is adding 5%, so which is good. You know, it's good. I still think that what we ought to do, if we were going to be prudent about it, is that we would have basically benchmarks for planning that if we, you know, as we expect to grow this much every year, we need to add this many EMS and this many fire and this many sheriffs and this many, you know, teachers or not, if the school district doesn't grow. But the point is, you know, it shouldn't be reactionary. It's always reactionary a little bit. It's, you know, we've maxed out. We need to have more officers, and then they come to ask for the budget. I mean, I'm not saying the sheriff's office is doing this. I'm just saying that's kind of the way we do things in our counties. And I do think it ought to be a little bit more future-oriented that, you know, hey, we're going to need this many code enforcement. We're going to need this many sanitation workers. You know, let's plan for the future. 824 here on News Radio 92.3. There was another item that had come up in the budget conference last week, and it was the talk about wanting to go to merit pay. Remember this brief dust-up over merit pay versus, you know, paying everybody the same, and could you do kind of a hybrid system where people get a cost of living increase, but they also get some kind of a merit pay? I didn't play the clip at the time. We just did not have time on that day, but it was killing me. It was so funny. After they did all of that, and, you know, Ashley Hoffberger is the one who wants merit pay, and some of the others are like, well, no. And Mike Kohler's like, maybe a hybrid. Anyway, and, you know, Stephen Barry didn't want it because he thought it would bring them back into controversy and people might sue over their lack of whatever. So Pam Childers had her moment to do her thing, and as is often Pam's way, in a very, very understated comment.
My budget this year is $5.6 million. It is a reduction. I have 200.
A reduction, by the way, in her budget. I mean, I don't think anybody else is doing that, but that's good.
I have 200 employees, both on the clerk and comptroller side. 50% of them make under $50,000.
Which had been another note, you know, Lumen May screaming about how our employees don't make enough money. And she says, a lot of my employees make under $50,000.
25% of them make under $40,000.
Wow.
I am a merit-based only. I do believe these are the correct salaries for my people. It is based on performance. It's based on setting goals. It's based on evaluations that are done, and it's based on directors and management that has the responsibility to oversee their departments and to incent and promote those individuals that add the benefit to our organization.
And that's a little understated way of saying, you know, merit pay is entirely possible. Merit bonuses is entirely possible. And I had gotten a note from somebody, I don't now remember who it was, but I think it was Santa Rosa County does the same thing, that it's a performance merit-based pay program several years ago that's worked extraordinarily well. So, you know, it can work. And sometimes if you just pay attention to other even close counties and cities, you might discover something that can be done. So there's hope, Escambia. You can do it. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash, Pensacola Boulevard at West Hanna Street. There's a roadblock associated with that. Use caution. If you see anything else, 437-1620. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. What else do we have going on? Oh, have you seen? I had seen it separately, but then Channel 3 also covered it last night. Have you seen the thing about putting drones in the schools so that if there's an active shooter, the drone, these are like little, you know, I don't know, foot by foot, maybe size drones, first person view drones that if there's an active shooter incident, then suddenly this company in Texas, I believe, they basically put on their gear and they jump in the box and those drones are up and going. The drones will fly to the intruder and assail the intruder with pepper spray and loud noises and flashing strobe lights, and if need be, run into them at 50 miles an hour and knock them over. They showed a video of one of those, you know, upper torso only martial arts body dummies that you can punch or kick, and it was knocking that one over off of, you know, a stand or off of the table. There was another video where the drone flies through a window to break the window and then kind of falls down and starts to get up, and a second drone follows right through like they're attacking in waves, you know, to get in. Now, I don't think that's going to work against like the bulletproof or the ballistic glass, so I'm not sure how much that's workable against modern schools. But, you know, there is a part of me that thinks, well, that's amazing because, you know, you're talking about, you know, cops are minutes away when seconds count, right? There's another part of me that's like, oh, hell no. We do not need to be putting fighting drones inside the school to be taking down these assailants. I mean, it's all fine when it works right. Pepper spray and strobe lights and loud sounds, and they can run into and batter ram the person. Well, what if they identify that a student is a threat? What if they misidentify? What if they see kids in a fight? And it seems like a lot of ways this could go wrong. And, yeah, you've got to always think about what's the alternative. So it's, you know, technology. It's a couple $100,000. And there's, like, I guess they come three in a box, you know. And so there's three deployed per. There's a couple of schools in Florida that are trying it already and a couple of schools in Georgia that are trying it already. And, you know, on the one hand, it's hard to argue against better school safety. On the other hand, do you really want the robot drones patrolling your kids' schools to make sure that they're ready to respond in case of an active shooter? It's like so many of these things. There's a part of me that likes it, and there's a part of me that's horrified. And sometimes you got to listen to the part of you that's a little bit horrified, and it's okay to be the weirdo who's like, I'm afraid of that, because I'm sure Skynet loves this plan. 829 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, PJ, were you ever a Glee fan when that show was running for six seasons?
First season. After that, I didn't watch.
I cannot remember if we ever even made it through a whole episode. It wasn't really our thing, exactly. Mm-hmm. I know it was super popular for a while. Well, there's a possibility of a reboot. You know, the show is like 15 years old now.
We gotta stop at the reboots.
Ryan Murphy, who I think was one of the original, you know, makers, he's made a lot of good TV shows and a lot of just TV shows. Anyway, they are looking they're looking for funding. They're thinking about it. Maybe gonna do a reboot of Glee. I don't know whether Lea Michele is gonna still continue to try to play a high school student or whether Jane Lynch will be involved. But these are the questions that fans are probably gonna ask.
I'm Therese Crowley. Iran gets the message after attacking U.S. troops in Jordan.
We can hit them very hard. I mean, I can actually say that because in that, there's very little they can do about it.
And U.S. forces delivered the missiles.
U.S. Central Command released a statement saying CENTCOM forces successfully completed a heavy wave of strikes against Iran in response to yesterday's attempted missile attacks on U.S. forces. The strikes aim to further diminish threats posed by Iran and its proxies to American forces, commercial shipping, and neighboring Gulf countries.
Fox's Trey Yangst. Oil prices slipping at $83 a barrel. PCE inflation cooled in June as the Fed decides to hold interest rates where they are. An Idaho judge orders a new public defender for Brian Koberger in his effort to take back his guilty plea for killing four Idaho students in their beds, claiming his counsel tricked him into falsely pleading guilty. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 82 degrees. We've got mostly cloudy skies. We'll get a full look at our forecast in just a few minutes. Well, the Pensacola Sports Double Bridge Run is approaching a milestone, 30 years. They've also got a new president and CEO, Jason Libert. He says the organization's 30th running of that event is going to be worth the wait. And he's excited for one of his personal favorite events, the Firefighters Challenge on Pensacola Beach.
I was the event director when we started that thing. So that one's near and dear to my heart. It's a great event. I think there's some opportunity there. I really do. Double Bridge Run is just a staple. So we're going to continue that. I think this is our 30 year coming up. So, you know, expect some big things for the Double Bridge Run. We do the High School All-Star Series. Such a fun, unique event. It needs some loving. It needs some sponsors to get that thing going.
And Libert says that he's spending his first few months on the job learning from staff, including the outgoing president and CEO, Ray Palmer, board members, sponsors, and volunteers before he makes any real changes. Well, a former Pensacola High School assistant principal's been sentenced to 14 years in prison for child pornography and video voyeurism. 57-year-old Sean Roby was accused of secretly filming a 17-year-old girl in her bedroom back in 2019. With investigators later finding dozens of additional charges after they searched his laptop. He'll also serve 3 years of probation and have to register as a sex offender. Roby resigned from the school district shortly after his initial arrest. The owner of Tensley Grain and Walnut Hill says that the business will rebuild after the fire destroyed its office and feed warehouse this week. Nobody was hurt. Firefighters did save a nearby building during the fire. Investigators believe it was electrical. Owner Gretchen Wiggins says operations should resume soon for bulk grain sales. They have to have their scale system inspected. Workers say the store has served local farmers for generations and just won't be going anywhere. Well, a Pace toddler survived a near drowning thanks to her father's quick CPR and having an emergency room nearby. According to the PNJ, 4-year-old Bailey Vaughn slipped into her grandparents' pool. This happened back in June. Stopped breathing before her father ran her to the recently opened Ascension Sacred Heart ER just up the road. Doctors say the fast response made all the difference because every minute without oxygen matters in those situations. Bailey was born with a rare diaphragm condition. She was treated and released within days. Well, there's a new rehabilitation facility opening next week. Ascension Sacred Heart opening a new facility on August 6th at the hospital's Bayou Boulevard campus. They'll be offering specialized physical, speech, and occupational therapy for patients recovering from strokes, trauma, and other complex conditions. They're also offering free breast cancer screenings to uninsured women across the panhandle. Senator Rick Scott introducing a bill adding a $10,000 fee for employers hiring foreign workers through a federal labor certification program. Scott said the fee closes loopholes that let companies advertise jobs in ways designed to discourage American applicants. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with PJ, who's got our traffic on the fives.
Traffic is brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, develops better athletes and better people through sports. Info at positivecoach.org. I-10 and 110 both continue to look good. Pensacola Boulevard, West Hanna Street, seeing that vehicle crash. There's still a roadblock associated with that. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be dealing with about a 50% chance of those showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, looking at some hot weather with a heat advisory in place with heat index values up to 110. Temperatures near 93 degrees for your overall high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 79. For Friday, 70% chance of those showers and thunderstorms, high near 89 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, it's 83 degrees with cloudy skies. Your next news in 30 minutes. Your money now this hour. Well, the Dow is up about 0.5%, 51,847.25. S&P 500 up just under 1% at 73,83.87. The NASDAQ up almost 2% right now, 24,888.451. That 10-year bond rate is up today at 4.657%. Gold prices up 44.10 at 4,080.40. Silver up 7 cents at 58.16, and Bitcoin up $850 at 64,630.51. Now checking those oil prices, they are down by a little over a dollar today. WTI is trading at 83.43 a barrel. Brent crude at 89.40 per barrel. Looking at our gas prices for the day, the national average for a gallon of regular is up a bit at $4.09 a gallon today. Locally, $3.88. The average in Escambia County, $3.88. Also, the average in Santa Rosa County, and just a couple cents cheaper in Okaloosa County at $3.85 today. Taking a look at our financial headlines for the day. Yum Brands is reporting mixed results for the quarter. The company owns Taco Bell. They said today the recent worry over cyclospora hurt sales at Taco Bell. Traffic fell by double digits after the FDA linked the gastrointestinal outbreak to lettuce that was served at the restaurant. Apple and Klarna are joining forces to offer customers the option to lease a new Apple device in the U.S. The tech giant announced that collaboration with the Buy Now, Pay Later payment provider this week, calling it Apple Upgrade. Customers will be able to lease eligible iPhone and Apple Watches for 12 to 24 months, while 24 and 36-month lease options are available for Macs and iPads. 8:38, our next news. At 9, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-478-6430 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-478-6430. That's 800-478-6430. What do you have to lose? Call 800-478-6430. Again, 800-478-6430. 6430.
What a matchup we've got, folks. Just nonstop action. The energy is electric and the fans are all in. An intense game like this calls for a Coca-Cola. Ah, crisp and refreshing. That's a game changer. Yeah, that taste scores every time. And just like that, they're back at it. Passionate fans and an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Now that's a winning combo. No matter the team, no matter the sport, everyone knows fan work is thirsty work. Enjoy a Coca-Cola.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Planning your vacation? Why not take Pep Talk with Meg with you?
A vacation? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't wait to go. Okay, where are we going to go first?
No, take News Radio along via the app.
Oh.
Just go to your app store, search News Radio 92.3, download the app.
Okay.
And listen to Pensacola's news leader with crystal clarity wherever you go.
And it's absolutely free.
That'll work.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3 no matter where in the world you are.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, it is International Friendship Day, so my question for you today is 437-1620. Tell me your origin story for your best friend. Now, obviously, I know you're not, if you're texting, you know, maybe not to go into all kinds of detail. But what I'm particularly thinking about here is your best friend, how you met him, or your weirdest friend origin story. You know, like the most unusual one. The other day we were talking about, I think it was for Transgressors last Friday, and I was talking about how, you know, boys sometimes get into fights. Remember the Cubs fan story where he slapped that kid upside of his head barely, and then they became friends and bought each other beers and all this stuff when the kid wasn't standing for the national anthem. And I made the offhanded comment that, you know, one of the things you find out about men is often their best friends, they hated each other in the beginning, or they had some fight or some squabble, and, you know, they mended the fence and then became besties over it. I had two best friends in high school, and the two of them had met each other when the one spit on the other one, and then they got into a fight and he got beat up, and then they became best friends. You know, and that's really normal. That's a really common way that men become friends, is they get into a fight, or some girl, or, you know, whatever the case may be. So 437-1620, I'm just interested in your best friend or weirdest origin story for a friendship, especially weird ones. I just, you know, tell me this, you know, how did you become friends with that person? I'm kind of curious. PJ, do you have one for me?
So I have a buddy from high school. I met him freshman year.
Okay.
He's two lockers down from me.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to be nice and introduce himself to me. So he said, hey, I'm so-and-so. And I was having a really bad day. And I said something back to him that I probably shouldn't have, and I can't repeat on air. He thought it was
Let's just say a student code of conduct violation?
Possibly.
Yeah, probably. All right. A very non-Wisconsinite kind of thing to say, but go on.
Yeah, Midwest nice is a real thing.
That's it. That's right.
He's not living up to it that day.
Actually.
But he came back the next day. He's like, are you having a better day? And then we just got to talking and best friends.
Yeah.
He's my daughter's godfather.
Oh, there
so
you go.
Yeah.
I love it. That's fantastic. My best friend, other than my wife, who's my best friend, but my best friend, you know, who's a guy, actually traces back to he came and sat at my table when I was a waiter at the Olive Garden. Mm. And it was like we were just closing. And if you know anything about waiters, when they close your section and they seat somebody, you're like, mother, why? But I got to talking. It was him and his wife and their kid, Brandon, who's also he's a dear friend. Actually, the funny part about this is, you know, I was just waiting on him and taking care of him. And Dwayne says, that's my friend, he says, so do you ever look at other ways to make money? And I'm like, is it Amway? Which is perhaps the most common response to that question.
Yeah, it was.
Because my dad had done Amway. And he's like, it is. What do you know? And I'm like, well, my dad did it. And we got to talking. And I was at this. He actually sponsored me in Amway long, long, long time ago. I have long since not been in it. But one of the best things that I ever did, even though I didn't make any money at it, but it was useful. And the point is, because, and they weren't going to go out to eat. They just went out to eat. And then they came in and he didn't want to ask, didn't want anybody asked, and we just became best friends as a result of that. You know, this is now, gosh, I got to think, this is 30 years later. And if I hadn't met him that way, I probably wouldn't have met my wife. Then just there's a lot of other things that tie into it. So, yeah, as a waiter, I met my best friend.
Very cool.
That's the kind of thing that happens. I'm just saying, there's if you look back on, like, how you became friends with somebody, I'm sure you got some weird origin stories, and I want to hear them. 437-1620. PJ has traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 both continue to look good. Still dealing with that vehicle crash, Pensacola Boulevard at West Hanna Street. Roadway's now open. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you're considering buying your first home, call Christina Leavenworth. If you're considering selling your last home, call Christina Leavenworth. If you're buying or selling a rental, a vacation, a long-term, a beach house, a country house, a house for your kids, or, like I said, your first home, hey, call Christina Leavenworth. They handle all of this stuff. She and her team at Leavenworth Realty. And, you know, one of the things, we tend to think like the market's a thing. Well, the market's not really a thing. The market at $300,000 in Cantonment is a different thing from the market for $700,000 in Gulf Breeze or, you know, $250,000 in Navarre or whatever the case may be, because different price points, different geographies, different towns, different rules. Like, that's all stuff you got to consider when you're buying a house. And her job and her folks' job is to help you consider all the things that matter to you so you really are happy in the end. And, of course, once you find one you like, they'll get you the best price for it. Or once you're selling one that you want to change from, they'll get you the best price for that. They're just very, very, very good at this. They sold 206 homes last year. That's a lot of knowledge, experience, wisdom, and getting things done. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. So the question of the day, it's International Friendship Day, and my question is, what's your origin story for your best friend? Or if you prefer, and I kind of prefer this one, so I hope more people lean on this, is what's your weirdest friend origin story? It's my theory that sometimes the most random, bizarre events produce the most long-lasting relationships. And I mean, I know it's been true in my life. How did I know that person? Well, if you think back, it was this way. You know, just odd things happen. Let's see, 437-1620, 437-1620. Let's see, Dan says, we were working together 35 years ago at a retail store, and the smoke show walked in. That's a hottie. And I started telling him how hot she was, and it was his wife. Nice. And he let me go on for a while, and we've been friends ever since. Hey, you know, if some guy wants to compliment my wife to me, I'll listen to it because it's true. 4-3, I love that. It's hilarious. 437-1620. As a single guy, I saw my future wife in a pair of Daisy Dukes. I see a theme here. Those are short shorts, if you don't know. I was instantly smitten, but knew she was way out of my league. Not so. God had other ideas. And 42, dear, we're still in love. Now, that's a best friend slash love story, obviously. I'm looking for more the non-romantic. You know, we could tell those stories, too, because how you meet your girlfriends and boyfriends is also interesting. Before the days of cell phones, my pager went off, and I pulled over to a payphone. She was on it, and I married her. I love that. These are meet-cutes. I love that. 437-1620. Let's see. Where is this? Didn't like each other at all. Then our parents found out we lived close to each other and made us carpool together. This is a friend story. After football practice to make their lives easier. Now we've been best friends for 25 years and still growing strong. Another wife story. My best friend's my wife. We basically have never not known each other from when we met at church at 3 years old. Oh, that's adorable. Let's see. Somebody says, my best friend was late to an interview. Oh, sorry, late to interview me for a job 20 years ago. We've been friends ever since. Let's see. Davis, my best friend Ben and I met freshman year baseball. He thought I was weird, a nerdy kid, We hung out at his house. He doubled down on the opinion that I was weird and nerdy, and now we've been best friends for 16 years. We were both groomsmen in each other's weddings. He probably still thinks I'm weird and nerdy, but, you know, that's okay. That's how friendships are made. No, I just think the most unusual things. And by the way, the lesson from that, I suppose, if you will, is if you want to have friends, just go do stuff and talk to people. And you never know. Nothing might come of it, or you might just suddenly fall in with, you know, who knows, people that become your friends for a long, long, long time. I will tell you that this may not be as useful to everybody, but I'll tell you that for me, Leadership Pensacola and Leadership Santa Rosa were both fantastic programs for making friendships. As far as what they taught me, you know, the, like, ostensible curriculum that it's supposed to provide, that was good. You know, I mean, you know, I don't mean to downplay it, but it was good. Okay. You know, sometimes great, but yeah, it was good. But the connections and friendships for being in a common endeavor for a year, you know, ever since, I can't tell you how many people I know in this area and how many of my even network of people that I know because I met that person, then I met this person and these other people. Being in Leadership Pensacola and Leadership Santa Rosa, tremendously valuable for me for making friends. 437-1620, I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Chris Roney, owner of Ace on Locks. I started Ace on Locks in Pensacola almost 30 years ago with a straightforward idea. To be the locksmith you'd want to call in a crisis. We'll always answer your call. Quote, honest, upfront prices and do the job right. For locks and security rekeying at home or business to new key fobs, Ace on Locks does it all. Licensed, bonded, insured. Available 24/7, 365. Ace Unlocks. Find out more. Google Ace Unlocks or visit aceunlocks.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
I'm Dr. Isaac Williams, running for Escambia County School Board, District 3. District 3 is asking for a change, and I agree. District 3 deserves a representative who will listen, communicate, and stay connected. I'm a retired military leader, a pastor, a community leader, and I'm ready to serve. I'll support teachers, strengthen schools, put students first, and always involve parents. I'm Dr. Isaac Williams. On August 18th, I would appreciate your vote.
Paid political ad by Dr. Isaac Williams, Escambia School Board, District 3.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekdays 2 till 4, right after Markley Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Meep, meep.
Well, I was born on a Sunday. A Thursday, I had me a job.
I love that lyric. A little CCR for you on your Thursday morning, 8:51, because by now you should have had a job, right? 8:51 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Somebody said, I met my best friend at a beer joint shooting pool. That's common enough, I think. My dear friend Christian Rhodes had sent me a message that Leadership Santa Rosa, actually applications, speaking of, as a great source of networking connections, applications for Class 40 open this Saturday, August 1st. You can apply online at leadershipsantarosafl.com, leadershipsantarosafl.com. You know, actually, just as a side note in thinking about that, because I can say that Leadership Pensacola and Leadership Santa Rosa, great source of friendships that have endured for quite some time now, there's also a part of me that thinks, but I wasn't in each of the subsequent classes, you know, and all the potential friends I miss because I don't know all the people that I would have gotten to know through that. I'm sure people tell very similar stories for, you know, frat houses and, you know, civic organizations and, you know, it's not to, like, wax eloquent on the civic importance of groups, but, you know, Howard Putnam wrote this great book back in the 80s, The Bowling Alone, The Decline of, I forget what, but it was about how we just don't do groups anymore. And, you know, that's a problem because that's how we meet a lot of people. That's how we meet people we wouldn't otherwise normally interact with outside of our norm, but they have some overlapping interest with us. And that builds us. You know, church does this, at least when it's done properly. You know, good churches have good small groups, and small groups lead to friendships and relationships and prayer for each other and all that kind of stuff. These are important human things, because you need the network of people to depend on, to interact with. You also need what they bring out in you. And as I think it was C.S. Lewis or Tolkien, I forget which one, they were in the Inklings back in Oxford. And one of the other of them commented how the thing they missed the most when one of them had passed away was what that person brought out in my other friend that I got to experience that will no longer be brought out because they're not there to bring it out for my benefit. You know, that's what people do for each other and to each other and with each other. It's just wonderful stuff. 8:53 here on News Radio 92.3. I thought this was a interesting observation. Neil Gorsuch was speaking elsewhere in the world. I forget. It was Germany, if I'm not remembering correctly. Anyway, and he was talking about our democracy, and that's an important subject. But he made an observation that it just kind of caught my attention, and I thought I would share it with you because, you know, that's what I do. I have the show. Here you go. So his observation was that looking at American democracy, it's relatively fragile. You know, nobody's entitled to a future republic. You know, no one person or group should have too much power, all of the obvious things. And you're never going to sort of fix the problems that are a result of basic human nature. You can never give up on teaching civics. You've got to continually teach the next generation. If people don't understand history, then they're going to repeat it, all of that stuff. And, you know, changes can happen fast. He wasn't talking about this, but I was reading a post about how, you know, Venezuela not that long ago was a thriving economy. Now it's at the bottom. Well, if you elect the communists, guess what you get? But things can turn quickly, and it takes a constant vigilance to keep it going. But the thing he said that really caught my attention, and I guess it was kind of obvious, but I had not realized it, as he said, the delegates to the Continental Congress in Philadelphia knew that by participating in this project of declaring independence from Britain and starting a new country, that they were forfeiting their lives and their freedom. Now, that part we know. But do you know sort of the rest of the story, the old Paul Harvey thing? He said about a third of the founders had their homes burned. Serious loss, serious jeopardy. Many of them lost fortunes, or they gave it to the cause of freedom and died in poverty. Many of them dying and not even living to see the success of the revolution. You know, looking back, it seems like such an obvious thing that America was going to break free and win. That was not so obvious for a long time. And it was a very risky, very costly endeavor. And a lot of sort of very close calls that turned out to be vital in making that happen. And he says a lot of those kinds of virtues of being willing to invest your life and your finances into something that doesn't even happen during your lifetime, they were right, but are we still of that level of commitment today to continue the project? And then there's one final thought on this I'll tell you in a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 both continue to flow smooth. If you're on US 98 east and westbound through Navarre, that's flowing smooth as well. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
What's your picture of the American Revolution? As in, of the people in the American Revolution, the Americans, you know, in the 13 colonies. What do you think was going on with them? Do you think they all agreed that revolution was the right thing? They most certainly did not. You know, one of the more interesting notes historically is that you had clergy preaching sermons on why the revolution was right. And they'd be referring to Romans 13 in the process of why it was right, because it was unjust rulers. There were other pastors preaching on why revolution was wrong and ungodly, using Romans 13, like even using the same passage of the Bible. There were churches advocating for revolution, and there were churches advocating against revolution. You say, yeah, but surely the ones who were against the revolution were in the minority. No. There were lots of people who were loyal to the crown and believed in loyalty to the crown. 30%, 20 to 30% of Americans were loyal to the British crown. They were on the wrong side of history. But they were Americans. They were colonists. They became citizens of the new country, right? And then something like 30 or 40%, you know, were in support of the revolution, actually stood up, supported it, worked for it, okay? But if you take 40 and say 30, that leaves somewhere in the vicinity of 30%, about a third of the people just didn't take a side, didn't participate. watched, cooked, shod horses, you know, did all the other stuff, but didn't actually engage in active support or active opposition. I mean, maybe they were too busy playing video games or on their iPad or, you know, ChatGPT or whatever they were doing at the time of the revolution. Obviously not that, but you get the point. So there's always going to be friction over controversy, over important things. And also, there's always going to be people who, you know, maybe you ask them later, which side were you on? Oh, I fought with, the, you know, and but the reality is they were just, you know, living their lives, doing their thing, hoping it would all blow over and thinking it didn't have anything to do with them. That's normal. That's life. That's going to be true when we talk about the cases and controversies before us today, just like it's been true throughout. I just thought that was it's obvious when you think about it. Right? It's obvious when you think about it. But it's not as obvious until you think about the fact that, you know, about a third were loyal to the crown, about a third were indifferent, and about a third who didn't even play, and about a third were, you know, a little bit more than a third, were fantastic. He said, I asked young people, what would you have done? This is Neil Gorsuch. What would you have done against those great odds? Would you have been one of the 40% that actually stood up and supported the Patriot cause and risked your life, your liberty, your fortune, your sacred honor? I just ask you to choose and choose again to participate in the American experiment. Before you do, learn. Learn your history, because otherwise you're bound to make the same mistakes. But do it. Be engaged. Take a side. Get information. Be willing to be wrong and be willing to be corrected so that you're, you know, continuously self-evaluating to make sure that you're on the right side of history and not the wrong side. But also understand that you may not see the project accomplished and history may judge you wrong.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters.